From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
A federal judge in Washington revoked Paul Manafort's bail and ordered him jailed pending trial. The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says then FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continues to try to blame Democrats, his political rivals, for actions that separate children from parents when families are caught illegally crossing the border into the U.S. with Mexico. A new bill says children who cross the border with their parents are only to be released to their parents. Right now, they are separated by Trump administration edict. Muslims around the world celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of Ramadan, the holy month. The holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for the whole month. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani telephoned leaders in neighboring Pakistan to confirm that a U.S. drone attack this past week in eastern Afghanistan, a region near the border with Pakistan, killed the leader of the outlawed Pakistan Taliban. Confirmation came a day after a U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told VOA the drone strike eliminated Mullah Fazlullah. President Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports, intensifying a trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. Spokesperson for China's Ministry of Commerce said the U.S. has ignited a trade war. Bill Adams of the U.S.-based PNC Financial Services has a different take.
We're expecting over time that de-escalation of trade friction is probably more likely than trade war, given the costs that Chinese retaliation will impose on American industries and American communities.
China has also compiled a list of $50 billion in U.S. products that would face retaliatory tariffs. As Stephen Hawking was laid to rest at Westminster Abbey in London, the European Space Agency paid tribute in a special way. We get more now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The words of the legendary physicist Stephen Hawking are being used in a final tribute in a very fitting way, by being blasted into space with a message of peace. Friday was Hawking's memorial service at London's famous Westminster Abbey, his final resting place, among the likes of Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin.
I have long wanted to go into space.
His voice, beamed the same day by the European Space Agency toward a black hole over 3,000 light-years away.
There is unlimited potential for what the human mind can learn and develop.
Hawking's work on black holes was among his most influential, building on the ideas put forward by Albert Einstein and challenging many scientific assumptions about them.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson, who has spent more time in space than any other American, retired on Friday. During her career, Whitson logged 665 days in space over three separate missions, the equivalent of about 1 year, 10 months outside the Earth's atmosphere. Whitson also the first woman to command the International Space Station, holding that position twice, and the oldest woman ever to fly in space. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.